Okay, good evening. So we continue discussing the list or the Chovos HaLevavos has of what is it that a person needs to believe, the five things that a person needs to have in mind to believe well, to be considered a Baal Bitachon. As we said, always, it's not an all or nothing proposition. We're moving ourselves along the continuum and trying to improve our Bitachon. But the first thing he said was to believe these that Hashem has those seven things that the one who you trust in the most, that he has those attributes. So Hashem has those seven things. That's the first thing. And the second thing now he says is the following. And this is I think this is a pretty, not difficult to believe per se, but it's strong in terms of what it, the repercussions. He writes, HaKadama Hashem Yasi, Sheyeda V'yiyah Barlo. A person should have clarity. Shabor yisparach mistakel alav v'lo ne'alamim me'aborei lo ma'isav ha'gluyim v'anistarim. That person needs to believe that Hashem watches his every single move. Things he does in public, things he does in private. So I think we understand. But then he writes, v'lo emunaso ha'tsevuna v'hanires. Right? And also, whether he believes in something or not. That Hashem doesn't just know what we do, and just watch the things that we do, but he actually he knows the things that we think, the things that we think about. V'shabor yodea im hu b'teach alav v'leiv shalom alo. Hashem knows whether or not a person really has bitachon or not. That's a lot, right? To know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's not surprising, like we said before, he made us, right? So it's not surprising the Ibon Shalom can do everything and knows everything. Not only does he know what we do, he knows what we think, and he knows whether or not Rabbi Bitachon, he knows whether or not we really believe. And if that's true, he says, so what's going to happen then? So Ukesh said, Baruch Hu Baal Bitachon. If the person knows, the Ibon Shalom knows if I'm really Baal Bitachon or not. A person shouldn't go around saying how much bitachon they have unless you really believe it. If you're going to say things that show I believe in Hashem, I trust in Hashem, and inside you're really not so sure how you feel, so what's going to happen? That outside into the world I show people that I'm a certain way, but internally I'm not really that way. And the Perish in the bottom from the Marpil the Nefesh writes, he says, and the truth is, we do it all the time, because in so many of the tefillos, we actually talk about the fact that we trust in Hashem. Right, b'tichu b'Hashem adayad. We say all the time, "Kibba chaba tachnu." Right, we say, "Kibba shem katshecha hagadol hagibor v'nerav tachnu." We have a lot of tefillos now. Shinu chiksa la Hashem. We all these tefillos where we declare our bitachon in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So if we're going to do that, he says, constantly declaring our bitachon when internally we don't really believe. So that's going to be that's a chisaron in our bitachon. So it means that a person. So his point being, if I want to be. Again, like I said, like we say, it's a continuum. We're trying continually to strengthen that sense that I have full trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But one element of it, he says, is that is a person being honest, right, and being able to say, "Look, I'm working on it. I'm trying, and I'm working towards it." And if I, but the knowledge and the recognition that Yibosham himself knows how much I have bitachon itself is should be like an engine, a fuel for us to strengthen. I always personally. I actually find the fact that Yibon Shalom knows everything that I think and everything that I do, I find it to be a source of consolation, actually. I find it like a nechama for me. I'll have to explain to you why. I always feel like if I like mess up, I do something I shouldn't do, or whatever. I'll sometimes just say to Yibon Shalom, like, you understand me better than anybody understands me. You understand me better than I understand myself. So you know that sometimes I make mistakes, sometimes I don't do anything the right way, sometimes I mess up, sometimes, right? And you know my struggles, right? Hashem knows our struggles more than anybody. So sometimes, on the one hand, that can be scary, and it is scary, that Hashem knows what I'm thinking and knows what I'm doing, etc. On the other hand, part of it for me, I'll just say personally, is that it, to me, it's a little bit of like a nechama, like, okay, like we're in this together. Like, you're together with me. So I'm going to work on it, and you're going to see I'm working on it. And by the way, if he knows that when I mess up, he also sees the things that I do right, even if no one else sees. Right? And he knows how hard you work. And I think that itself, on the one hand, this is like a little bit scary. The Baal Shem's looking and seeing and listening to every thought in my mind. That means that just like he sees this, that he also sees how hard we work and that we're trying our best. So I think that on the one hand, it's a scary thing. On the other hand, I think it could be a tremendous chizik. That at the end of the day, like we said before, the person, the one to trust is the one who built us. The one who built the machine is the one you go back to help fix the machine, to trust to fix the machine. So the same thing here. If we know that Baruch Hashem understands us better than we understand it ourselves, so certainly he's able to see and understand our continuing struggle and journey and trying to be the best Balei Bitachon that we can be.